Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of Houston, how are they feeling about the Texans coming to town tomorrow? Patrick Creighton over at Sports Radio 610 in Houston, kind enough to join us. He joined me a couple weeks ago when the Chiefs were taking on the Texans as well. I'll start with this, though, Creighton, because we checked in with a co-host that made a bet with us 4 or 5 years ago when the Chiefs were playing the Texans in a divisional round game, and the folks at your station were supposed to send us some barbecue. We never got the barbecue. I know one of the hosts still works there. You got to tell Clint, man, we still expect that barbecue bet to be able to cash here at some point.
Man, I am disappointed in Clint Stern. How are you a former player? You know he make that bank. Like Clint's like the richest dude in town. How did you not pay up on the bet? That is wrong. As my Uncle Tony would say, wrong.
I have consistently pointed out, too, that we gave them points. Normally, when you're making a gentlemanly bet between cities on a radio, it's just game versus game. We gave him points in that, and that was before Mahomes was Mahomes. I want to also point that out. That is important to note. Patrick Mahomes had played in, like, zero playoff games at that point. So we didn't know that that's what he was going to do. And yet, no barbecue.
You know, you might just have to play the angle of, look, man, that Texas barbecue you're going to send us ain't as good as what we got here in Kansas City anyway. So keep that crap. You know, maybe you got to talk a little chunk,
right?
Shame them into it.
That's right. Look, I've had both, and I still will choose KC barbecue. You know that. I was down in Houston for a little bit. There's some good elements from Texas barbecue, but I'll definitely side with KC. All right, Creighton, what about this thing tomorrow? Because we asked you a few weeks ago how the Texans matched up. What if anything, is different about Houston from when they lost by 8 points at Arrowhead a couple weeks ago?
Well, number one, Aziz Alshire will be playing, and he's one of the defensive leaders. That dude flies around the field, and it's going to be – it should be a little harder for Patrick Mahomes to find room to navigate, new room to run on the other side of the line with Aziz Alshire patrolling that area. A lot of speed, big hitter, and they miss him. When he's not on the field, they really miss him a lot. The other part of it is, I don't want to use the particular word, but have the Texans gotten their heads out of their butts a little bit? Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. You know, the defense played phenomenal against L.A., and that's the kind of defensive effort they're going to need to bring again. This is a team that has made Josh Allen look silly, has made Jared Goff look silly, made Justin Herbert look silly, but they did all these things at home. Now you got to do it on the road. So can they bring it on the road? It's a little unknown there, but look, the defense played absolutely phenomenal last week, and you know, will the real C.J. Stroud stand up? We know Stroud has a ton of talent, and he's a great quarterback, but he hasn't had a great season. The offensive coordinator definitely has not had a great season. In fact, I wish the Jets could hire him today, we'd get rid of him. But C.J. Stroud, the offense was going nowhere. They were 3-and-out, 4-and-out, turnover. Then they have, like, you know, if this was the Lions, we'd have called it a planned fumble risky. But it's the Texans, so we know they didn't plan it. But that play where CJ doesn't see the snap coming, it goes over his shoulder, and it's totally broken play, scramble drill, picks up a fumble, just happens to pop up right to his hands for him, and then he finds Xavier Hutchinson 34 yards down the field. And it's like from that moment, all of a sudden, he was CJ Stroud again. Not whoever that was masquerading as CJ Stroud for the last 8 weeks. He was the real CJ Stroud again. Is that guy playing on Saturday, or is the other guy playing on Saturday? And I don't think that you know, three quarters against the Chargers at home is enough to guarantee that I'm going to get four quarters against the Chiefs at Arrowhead of the same dude. So there are things that could be different for the Texans. We just don't know.
When you, I guess, what is their plan for? Because, like, I know the players who are good on Houston at this point, and we all know the star players on Houston's defense. What will they have Derek Stingley do? Because, like, in Kansas City, part of the issue we think Houston has is there are too many guys to cover. Historically, in the playoffs, they might even stick a corner on Travis Kelce, or those guys used to go to Tyreek Hill. But because they've spread it around, they've gone to Worthy the most. What do you think they'll have Derek Stingley do? Play one side of the field, shadow somebody? How will they use him on Sunday? Or Saturday, sorry.
So primarily, they really haven't had Sting trail a receiver. They did it a bit against Miami. And, you know, Sting got two picks off of Tua while guarding Tyreek Hill, including one where he literally just ripped the ball right out of Tyreek Hill's hands. It embarrassed Hill. But they haven't really done that normally. And Kamari Lassiter has been almost as good as Stingley on the other side. Those two guys are tremendous, but the talent, the depth drops off from there. And I think that's why we saw the last time these two teams played, Xavier Worthy had the most receptions, and then the second leading receiver, I think, was Samaje Perine. So they, you know, they were able to pretty much cover Hollywood Brown and DeAndre Hopkins. Travis Kelce didn't have a big game. And I know, look, I'm never going to, you know, doubt the talent of Travis Kelce. That guy's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He's an incredible player. But he hasn't had the kind of season that I think people expected from him. He's had games where he's been tremendous, but he's had a lot of games where he's kind of been a middle-of-the-pack guy, and that's definitely not what we've come to expect from Travis Kelce for his career. But that threat is always there. But the fact that Worthy has been able to step up and they're able to get off, you know, passes to a guy like P. Ryan, who's a really good pass-catching back, there is a lot of weapons and there's a lot of options. And they're going to probably try to force Kansas City to do that, to go to those third options and fourth options, you know, make it hard, make life hard for Hollywood Brown and DeAndre Hopkins and force them to go to the other guys. Are they going to be able to have better success about that? Well, I don't know. We'll find out on Saturday.
We're talking about this Chiefs-Texans matchup tomorrow afternoon, 3:30 kickoff. Our divisional round coverage brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer partner of your Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Crane from Sports Radio 610 in Houston joining us. What's the latest with Joe Mixon? I know he's popped up on that injury report. He's had a great season for the Texans. Is he playing tomorrow?
So normally, if you see a guy go full practice, limited practice, DNP, you'd say there's no way in hell that dude's playing. But Joe Mixon is a badass. That dude is tough as nails. And he's had this ankle injury kind of all year long, right? It started very early, the second game of the season, where he got injured on a hip drop tackle and it cost him a few games. And then he re-aggravated on another hip drop tackle that, you know, the NFL does a great job of not calling. And he's been banged up with the ankle. He played a ton of snaps last Saturday. And I would expect he is going to play, but there is certainly a question of how effective he will be. How bad is that ankle? Did he get the day off because they decided to just go a full treatment day? Or is it really bothering him? We don't know. The Texans certainly aren't going to tell us. But it does look like, as of right now, he's probably going to play. It's just a matter of how much he can tolerate.
We spent so much time in Kansas City talking about the left tackle play. They're going to go with Joe Tooney at left tackle, according to Jeremy Fowler over at ESPN. I think because of that, because they're the Chiefs, sometimes that gets bigger attention. Where are the Texans' offensive line? It certainly had its problems this year. Has it gotten better? Is it the same? Because, like, easily some of that could attribute to where C.J. Stroud's struggles have been.
Well, the offensive line has been the number one reason why C.J. has had a tough year. He's been getting the snot kicked out of him all year long, and he's been banged up. They don't talk about it because he doesn't miss practice, but he's been banged up because of the amount of hits that he has taken this year, and, you know, some poor play design and poor play calling certainly went to that as well. But the Texans revamped the offensive line yet again week 18 when they put Juice Scruggs back into the lineup. He had been injured and missed some games. They put him in at right guard. So now you've got your right tackle in Titus Howard playing left guard. Jared Patterson is your center. Juice Scruggs is the right guard, and their rookie Blake Fisher is playing right tackle. So far, those guys played the final week of the season against Tennessee and then last week against the Chargers. This has been the best iteration of that line all year. And I get the part of, you know, being, you know, the one-eyed man in the land of the blind. But this has been the best this line has looked all season long here at the very end of the year. Now, in the middle of the line, the interior, you know, where Chris Jones likes to wreak havoc, it's still questionable. It should be better than it was, you know, the last time these two teams played. But it's still not a great interior line. It's been better. How well they hold up will determine if this is going to be a game or if this is going to be a runaway. I would like it to be a game. I mean, obviously, here in Houston, we want the Texans to win. But if they lose, but it's a hard-fought game, I'm not going to be embarrassed. If it's 31-2, you know, I'm going to go drink my face off with all the Bud Light I can.
We're talking to Patrick Craden from Sports Radio 610 down in Houston. What does it look like if the Texans were to pull off an upset? Because I don't believe they can do it without, you know, a punt return, doesn't have to be for a touchdown, but a solid punt return, short field, a kickoff return, or a strip sack of Mahomes. If these two teams just play clean, I don't think the Texans can win.
I 100% agree with you on that. The Texans have to win defensively. They've got to get turnovers. You know, Mahomes doesn't have a pick in the divisional round. They're going to have to find them, right? They're going to have to get a pick. They're going to have to get a fumble. The special teams, the Texans special teams are really good. They are tremendous on special teams, except when, you know, certain players get stupid penalties for hitting return man long before they can catch the football. It's a totally different story, by the way. But generally, their returns, their return teams and their coverage teams have been really strong. They can make a difference on special teams, and they can make a difference on defense. They have to be plus in the turnover. And not just plus in the turnovers, but plus in the points off turnovers. It doesn't help if you get two turnovers, but you don't score as a result. They've got to get turnovers and score. They've got to pin them down and change the field position. Like, they've got to be able to win defensively and on special teams. Because, no, if both teams play clean, they're not beating Kansas City on the road.
Where are you guys at on D'Amico Ryans before we let you get out of here? Obviously, we talk all the time the quarterback matchups in the playoffs. Gold and I are big on the coaching matchups in the playoffs, kind of undersold sometimes when you realize that there's a disadvantage there. Where are people in Houston on what D'Amico Ryans is as a head coach?
Well, you see how good the defense is this year. Their defense is tremendous, and like you see how fast they've grown defensively, and that's a testament to D'Amico Ryans. These guys will run through a wall for D'Amico Ryans. They might run through three of them. He is the leader, and they are blindly loyal to him. So D'Amico as a leader, tremendous guy. As a coach, he's been a great guy. In fact, the only thing you might be able to hold over D'Amico's head is the fact that, you know, he allowed Bobby Slowick to basically run an offense for 17 weeks where they made no adjustments. They couldn't score after the half. They couldn't protect the quarterback. Half the time they couldn't run the football at all. And Bobby just kind of seems to be unchecked. It's almost like D'Amico as a head coach is like, all right, the defense is mine and the offense is yours. Don't screw it up. But then when he screws it up, there's no accountability. There's no nothing going on. So that's probably the only thing that you could look at D'Amico and you know, give him a lower grade on. Everything else, D'Amico has been clearly the best head coach of the cycle when he was hired and looks like a guy who's going to be a long-term, really successful head coach.
Patrick Craden, Sports Radio 610 in Houston. Great to have you on the show, man. Appreciate the insight and enjoy the weekend.
Appreciate you, fellas. Thanks for having me. Anytime.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.